Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yes, yes, yes. What's happening, people?
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening, world? Welcome to another show, another episode, another new week. First of all, before I get into my big spiel, I want to give a very, very, very warm welcome to the new and permanent co-host of Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. And now it's going to be Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. And
yes, and Mo Benz. And so I just want to thank Miss Lovely Black for inviting me to this situation. And let's make this big. Let's do it. Yeah, so we about to get it going. Yeah, so, let's do this. I just want to, you know, introduce myself. You can call me AKA the Savage Gentleman. We're going to get into some real topics, and we're just going to keep it moving for 2018. It's a new year. you know, just all new positivity, just new topics, and just open dialogue on just discussions, you know, whatever's just interesting, whatever the people just want to hear. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Always log on and listen. You know, chat with me, too. You can catch me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is MoBins, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And, yeah, let's talk about it.
Right. Welcome. As I told you guys last year, we have a lot of changes that will be implemented into the show. I have feedback from you guys, and I really appreciate it. And you know what? I don't think I got any negative feedback. All of it was positive. All of the, you know, people liking the structure of the show. You know, you get to come and listen to something that's not talking about, you know, news and the everyday world, but yet they get to listen to things that go on in their everyday life, whether they agree or not. And that's what I try to keep bringing to you guys. I want to say that we have like now a few, we have two more countries that were added, actually three, but one I can't even pronounce the name of it. So, you know, I'm
super excited. That's what's up. I got to get my map out. So what countries?
You got another country that you don't know the name. So we actually got three new countries. Kuwait is one. And a couple more countries. I sincerely apologize. But I thank you all for listening and tuning in and continuing to grow. It's not like we're getting one listener, you know, or two listeners. We're getting, you know, over 10% listener increase in these countries as they come on. So I'm so appreciative of you guys. And
welcome.
I'm going to continue to grow and be consistent and bring you guys some good topics. And now that we have a permanent co-host, we can get a little bit more structure and still have people calling in. So don't forget, the number to call in is 646-787-1839. Again, 646-787-1839. So we're going to give MoBins a warm welcome. We got a lot of things that we're going to incorporate with him into the show. This is not his first rodeo with radio, so that's a good thing. So, you know, I'm just excited for 2018 to remain consistent and humble. And I thank all of my listeners for tuning in and listening the link or coming to listen in through the week, because if you can't catch the show when we air it, you can always go back and listen to the archive shows. So
true.
Thank you. How was your week, Mo?
My week was cool. Yeah, it was just a relaxing week. You know, like I said, I was excited about, you know, giving this opportunity to get back into the game. So, you know, I was just prepping for this show. You know, that was my whole week, like really just kind of being excited to get back on the airwaves and let the people, you know, hear my opinions on certain things. You know what I'm saying? So, and hear other people's opinions as well. So, that's, you know, that's what I've been up to. How was yours?
And he's honest. You're honest because he was like calling. He was like, okay. So, I was like, look, relax.
Right,
it's
relax,
going to be
chill.
A breeze.
No doubt.
But, you know, the first couple shows, you're going to be okay and you're going to get the feel of it.
Yeah.
Let me see, a couple of announcements. I had a great week. It was a very long week, but towards the end of the week, I got a lot of rest. Today was in the bed day. We actually did pizza today because I was like, look, I've been lazy all day. I'm not about to start trying to get up and cook towards the end of the day. And it was just a real laid-back day. I got rest and just preparing myself for this week coming because we have so much cold here. And I woke up, it was 20 degrees. I was like, I'm going back to bed.
and where you at again? You got to tell me. You got to put me on.
Atlanta.
Oh, ATL. See, that's what's up. So we got the Brooklyn ATL connection. So that's cool. That's just fly. So,
right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Shout out to the South. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. My people.
Yeah, it's cold in the
you know,
South,
I'm a descendant,
and we're not used
you know,
to this cold.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I get it. It's been cold.
We're not
it's
used to it, and we don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. We were celebrating like 30 degrees up in New York. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like under. You know what I'm saying? For like the last 2 weeks. So. You know, 35 degrees never felt so good with a little bit of sun. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not what we like. So I mean, you never know. You may wake up and they may say, stay off the roads.
So, when the time is in full effect.
Yeah, you know, and then we got a lot of back roads here, so they tell us to stay out the roads because they treat the main roads, they don't treat the back roads, and you know, you tell me to stay off the roads, I just don't drive because I drive a lot of back roads and I can't afford it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that's just the day. But
shortcut.
Special announcement. We have a guest. Bear with me. I'm going to pull her up so I can give you guys insight. Her name is Casey Carter. And Casey Carter is an erotic author. And basically, you know, what our show stands for, you know, we are very open with our sexuality here. And that's her thing. But then her books, and she does shows on Periscope, you know, she encourages women to be open and free with their sexuality, to explore. So she has quite a few books out. You can find her on Amazon, Casey Carter, and that's C-A-S-E-Y, Carter. And her Periscope is Read Casey Carter. She does a Periscope show on, let me see, I think it's Wednesday nights. She does a Periscope show, but we're gonna promote her, and we'll have all of that information. But she will be on the show next Sunday. So, you know, we're gonna, you know, spiffy it up this week and make sure, you know, we are prepared for her because she's awesome. Like
so we're gonna get real sexy next weekend.
Ooh, we're going to get real sick. My type of shows.
Okay.
You know, you guys, if you have any questions for her, any type of erotic questions, you know, nothing is off limit. Please feel free to inbox me on Twitter, MIZZLUZLIBLACK, the number one, or Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, one, the number one. You can actually send something to Mo Bins now. I got help.
M-O-B-I-N-N-S,
and that's on Instagram and Twitter. So reach out to any one of us if you have any questions that you want to ask and you don't want to ask yourself. We'll be more than happy to put it on air next Sunday.
And call in. Call in with it.
Yeah, call in. You know, a lot of them shy. So, you know, we have our crews that call in and turn up, but more so people just, you know, you got to break out of that shyness. So we're gonna bring more people this year. Now that I have someone to help me with the groundwork, we're gonna start doing more interviews. And I'm thinking more like twice a month. We're gonna have an interview going on here. And my book actually is my next book is ready to come out. And the book is called Born to Be a Trap Queen. Yay.
Hold up. Born to be a trap queen. I'm feeling the title, yo. That's hot.
Yeah. So this week we're going to start to promote. And this week we'll have a release date of the book. Thank you. So I do have some interviews coming up myself. And I'll let you guys know and keep you guys. I know I have one interview. I think it's February the 2nd. I have an interview. It's Friday. It's an early interview, 4 p.m., but I'm going to start promoting the new book, getting on that journey. So a lot of awesome things coming through. We're going to do some spiffying up on the radio show as far as, you know, getting our logos and things like that together. I've already started that process. So it's just an amazing experience, and I'm so excited. I came and hit the ground running in 2018, because I am so appreciative of you guys. I'm so appreciative of you guys, and I'm just happy to still remain consistent with what we're doing. So tonight's topic is the father of the child required to be around during pregnancy? This is a question that, what I want to know, but also, like, I mean, to be honest, like, you know, my child's father is not around because things aren't going his way, you know? Because he doesn't, you know, he doesn't feel like I should act the way that I act, and not, you know, whatever the case may, he may feel, not acting in a negative way, but maybe I feel like, you know, I don't want him around full time. But if it's all or nothing, you know, type of situation. So, I mean, I want to know. I've been talking to quite a few men in reference to this, and I also see, you know, people, when I go to the doctor, most of the time you go into the doctor's office, here's the thing. Most of the time, you go in a doctor's office, you see the man there with his baby mama. He always there. The doctor's offices are full with men. And so I try to figure out, like, what is it? What is it? What is it? And I understand, because we touched on this before. When you're a strong woman, a man will do anything to try to break you. And whatever that may be, like, oh, okay, she got it. Oh, okay, she going to figure it out without me. Okay, well, if you don't want me around, then it's on you. Like, all of these things that men try to do that have nothing at all to do with the child, but they have no way on what to do to hurt me, and you feel like that's going to hurt me. And it really doesn't hurt me, but then when you sit around and you look around and you say, my choice of men has to suck. You know, these people, they catch the bus to the doctor. They catch an Uber to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? And here I am sitting here, you know, well off in life, pretty decent in life. And you know what? The chair next to me holds my purse. You know what I'm saying? So I want to talk about this because I'm going to be open. I'm going to be candid, and I'm going to be real tonight in reference to this subject. I don't know what it is, but maybe you guys can help me get to the bottom of this for the men that don't. And I'm going to tell you guys, like, what was told to me. And so maybe I feel like I'm doing the right thing, but maybe it's just the person. You know what I'm saying? What do you think in reference to?
Well,
do you have any
kids,
Mo?
All right. Well, first off, I don't have any kids yet. So, you know, I guess
okay.
I'm not the total expert on this just yet. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know, because I haven't been put in that situation. But, you know, I've been waiting for the perfect opportunity because I want to be like that Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying, Cosby Show type dad. You know what I'm saying? But I really want to be dedicated to it. So,
right.
You know, so go ahead.
No, I just said right.
Yeah,
no, I'm agreeing.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So I want to be that, you know, that Bill Cosby Show, dedicated, you know, with the kids. But I feel like I'm not in that realm just yet. But, you know, I'm getting there slowly, you know, because, you know, definitely not getting no younger. So I would love to just have a little one so I can just kind of, you know, because as I get older, I'm just going to live through them. But speaking of on just in general, just from what I see, you know, a lot of times you really got to make sure that when you lay down with somebody and have an unprotected sex with somebody, you got to know it's a chance if you're doing that. I mean, I know, you know, people get caught up in the moment and one thing leads to another, but you got to make sure, like, this is the person I want to be with. In both cases, you know, if the female, if this is a, you know, a male that I'm laying with and having unprotected sex with, is this somebody that I can see myself with a future with, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, because it's a chance that it could happen, you know, if you're not taking proper precautions. So, you know, I definitely think, you know, as a man, especially as a black man, I mean, but a man in general, it ain't got to be a color. You know, you're going to have that situation where you do get a woman pregnant, you know, you should step up to the plate and handle your business, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, things happen, you know, so I can't just, like, I don't want to just be like I'm just perfect and everything, because I know how situations are, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a guy could be married and it could be like a little side jump off or you know, whatever the case. So it gets dicey, but, you know, if you're going to do it, you still got to be there for your child no matter what. You know, that's my two cents right now. Yeah, so... So, you know, fellas out there, you know, before you, you know, if you're having a good night, you know, you're seeing that special someone or whatever and y'all getting it in, you know, just make sure you're taking either proper precautions or if you, you know, if that happens, that you make sure you're ready to raise the child. Now, another thing, too, that I noticed, especially in the black community, you know, a lot of times it's maturity, too. You know, people have kids at a young age. And then I just ready for everything that comes along with a kid because basically, you know, I'm getting up there in age. I'll probably share my age a little bit later on. I'm going to let y'all try to figure it out. But when I'm 19, you know, like, of course, if I was 19 and having a kid, you know, back in the day, like, I don't know how I would have been. You know what I'm saying? But now,
right,
and I have a little bit of wisdom under my belt, you know, I'm going to definitely be prepared somewhat, you know,
you know, so that's kind of like my two cents at this point.
Right. Okay. So here's my real life situation, right?
Okay.
And so, I don't point a finger. And the reason I don't point a finger is because I messed up. Now, I'm currently pregnant from somebody that I've been knowing for years. But, you know, this person, you know, we took a break. We took a hiatus, you know what I'm saying, and came back. And I listened to what he was saying, and I listened to where he said he was. I listened to what he said he wanted to do, and I took that, you know, coming off of a separation from somebody that I was dealing with, you know, that I should have just gave it more time, right? And you know, it was a couple months, and I was just like, you know, fuck it, you know, I just, you know, I'm just tired of, you know, going back and forth. I'm tired of, you know, breaking up the makeup. I'm tired of all of this.
And you got caught up in that newness.
It wasn't new.
No? Okay.
It wasn't new. I just got caught up in know this person.
Okay, all right, I got you.
And I felt like, oh, because I know this person, that things would be different because of how we vibe with each other before. You know, we never not vibe with each other because, you know, the vibe was off. It was just always we were busy or his schedule didn't allow it and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was
at the time or whatever.
Right. And so, you know, I blame myself because I didn't give myself enough time to be around him to see does his actions add up with what he's saying. And so I don't blame him because he is who he is. Like, you know, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. You can't get mad at a person for how they are. You have to understand, you got to give yourself enough time to see how this person is, to be able to acknowledge this person, right? So I didn't give myself that time. In this process, I ended up pregnant. In this window, this short window, I ended up pregnant. Now, he has children, and he's not young. So with all of these things in mind, I would have thought, you know, you on Instagram, you always posting your children on Instagram, you know, I would have thought that he was a man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so in our conversations that we have, you know, via text communication, he was like, well, you know, my daddy wasn't there. My granddaddy wasn't there. I come from a long line of runners. And he said, well, I'm going to be
Papa
here
was
for you.
Rolling Stone, huh?
Right, I'm going to be here.
Okay.
But he ended up like, that was when he was okay to come and go as he pleased. So now that you don't have that luxury, I'm like, just visit, you know, let me see the growth, right? Then you don't want it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of one of those situations. So it's one of those things like, you know, if I go to social media and vent, it's one of those things that he's upset. He's mad. Why you put my business in the streets? Why you trying to destroy me? Da da da. And it's not me trying to destroy him, but I'm a person in this situation as well. And I'm not going to be quiet. I'm going to be vocal about the way that I feel. I'm not going to hide the way that I feel. I'm just not going to include him. I'm not going to rant, you know, and put his name in it. But I'm going to express how I feel because, you know, I'm the person in this situation. And so he tells me, his job don't start till after the baby get here.
You're on point. All right. Okay.
Like, come on, like, so you mean to tell me that we both did this? You know, I'm being the bigger person. You're talking about somebody that never takes responsibility for his action. It's never his fault for nothing. Or if it, you know, he'll talk, yeah, it's my fault because I shouldn't have did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never owns up to his mistakes. So you mean to tell me we both made a kid and for 10 months, because they say 40 weeks or whatever it is. So for up to 10 months, I'm on my own through everything. And then when the baby get here, then you come along. But then you know what I'm saying? You men want to go to court, and you want joint custody, and you want this, and you want that. but where was you when it was going down, when it was happening? You know what I'm saying? And so I read these things that he's saying. I'm like, damn, I really had a baby from a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I mean, this the thing that you can say out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm asking this man for money. You know, when I'll say, hey, you know, can you get my hair done?
Okay, so child support.
There's no response.
That wouldn't be a situation. I don't know.
Listen,
you know,
let me tell you something.
Okay.
I don't believe that. Listen, I believe that all of that showing out for your kids is for the gram, trying to make people feel like you are a good father. Do I believe that you are going to be there and be a support system 12 months out of the year for 18 years? No. But do I believe that once the baby comes, and I just say, you know, you have two options. We can co-parent together, but that would mean that we would have to be on a certain level to be able to co-parent together, because I know I'm going to hear the stories that come along with why you can't do what you got to do, and I don't believe in those stories. I'm not one of the baby mamas that still want to be in a relationship with you. I'm not one of the baby mamas that, you know, hey listen, no, because if we, you know, you have a responsibility, and I believe in making a person stand up to their responsibilities. So I don't think that he's going to be a provider 12 months out of the year. So I know it's going to end up being, all this time I've always been against child support, it's going to end up being child support, right? Mm-hmm. Now, for him, he a nomad. So I could tell him, hey, you're going on child support, but I know he's going to run. And at that point when he runs,
a gypsy.
Then
like gypsy. Some people be gypsies out here, you know what I'm saying? You just move, but I look.
Yeah, he is.
I'm giving a male point of view. But go ahead.
At that point, I'm going to go public. Like, at that point, I'm not gonna let up off his neck. So, you know, at that point, I'm going hard. I'm putting everything out. You know, just a lot of stuff that you feel like you don't want people to know, but you say it, but you do it. You know, I'm going so far, like, hard on you if I let you know, or if you dodge me to find out, you need to go down here and get this paperwork. If you do anything other than the right thing, like, I'm really going super public with everything. And so it's one of those things, like, don't – look, you do the right thing, I'm going to do the right thing. But I sit back and I say, like, dude, I have to have messed up. And I can't – like, I was sick for a couple months. I'm like – where I am in life, I had no business dealing with him. That's honest.
Yeah, that's how it is, though. I mean, sometimes you get caught up. And look, here's another thing, too. Don't lose your train of thought. But I believe in everything happens for a reason. So a lot of times, it's a divine situation where I was meant to link up that. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if y'all ain't on the same page, the baby was supposed to be here because that baby's got a – got his path that he's going to lead or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it gets deep. That's all I can say. You know, I would hope, you know, as a baby father, you know, you step up. But, you know, like I said, I'm not in that situation, so I can't say anybody else. I only can speak on what I would do, but, you know, like, everybody's different.
Yeah, like, dude, you would think that, like, the people that he deal with, like, he tell me that I try to ruin him and I'm evil because I speak on the situation publicly. But wouldn't you want to say, well, listen, I don't want her to speak on this publicly, so let me at least do my part. I've never been the baby mama to ask, or the baby mother to ask for more than what you should do. Never been that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own. So it's not like I'm after you. I just want you to do your part. He goes, well, I can't make it to no doctor's appointment. So I'm like, look, okay, whatever. I told this man, I said, listen, you need to make sure that you're at the hospital when I had a baby. You got all of these excuses on what you got going on. You know what the man told me? What do you want me to come to the hospital for? I'm not signing the birth certificate. I ain't signing none of my kids' birth certificate.
Well, look.
I was
I mean,
like,
so, so,
And listen, and these are all the conversations that I have written down between me and this guy. Like, you put this shit down on some fucking paper. Like, you don't really give a fuck if you get exposed to
cool
be
before,
the thing that you are.
That's
right. Super
cool.
Super cool.
Never took it to that level. Or y'all was kind of like.
No, we were friends to a relationship to. Bitch, you put me out, so I hate you.
Okay. All right.
And it's not like I don't hate him. Like, you know, he obviously got some beef with me, but here's my thing. I'm going to make a way for me and mine, right? But
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that it's fair that I have to make a way for me, mine, and him. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not the type of woman.
Quick. Okay. Real quick, I just wanted to say this.
What?
I don't want to lose my train of thought. But, too, I'm just saying, this is the savage gentleman part of me, I guess. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys out here, when they see somebody that's doing a thing or whatever, like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and lay my flag. You know, and when I say lay my flag, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, we have a kid together. We forever linked. So if I see you doing your thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the savage gentleman part
yep.
of me is like, okay, let me,
yep.
let me stake my claim right here. So now we forever linked. So that's
you ain't the only person that said that. You ain't the only person
so,
that said that. Like,
cause you know
and then
I,
as they say,
look,
I kind of feel like
okay.
right. that shit is accurate.
That's what happens.
Like, okay, so here's the thing. I'm not
and
the type
of
woman.
Women do it too. Don't
but I'm, okay, so I'm easy to right. take the responsibility, right? Because I'm a woman.
Okay.
So I'm put right. here, to, you know what I'm saying, to carry a child and to create a child and make a way for a child. I understand that this day and age that, you know, you have single mothers. And guess what? Unfortunately, I'm used to it. So with that being said, it's one of those things that I'm not the type of person to give people money. Look at the boobie, Keisha Cole, ex-husband. The girls come out, they're just giving money. You know what I'm saying?
It's a movie?
Gunplay, you know, you got the girl, she just give you money. I'm not that type of woman. But at the end of the day, if we dealing with each other, I will put you in position to get your own money. Now, me
That's
putting
dope.
You in position will be, I will be able to see if you serious about this or not. And if you're not serious about it, I ain't going to give you a second chance. I'm just going to say, okay, you got to be on it the first time. You got to mean it. You got to say it and mean it and be ready. But guess what this situation taught me? I have to be selfish from here on out. I'm no longer giving out help. I'm no longer giving out handouts. That's to nobody. I'm not the one. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't all the way together,
right.
then I can't bend down and I can't slow down my pace to bring you up to my pace. I just can't do it anymore.
Okay.
I can't
okay.
do it anymore. So before you had to humble me that I was so appreciative because guess what? Somebody had to step in my life and help me, you know what I'm saying, at one point in my life, and that's what I try to reciprocate. But guess what? Being that person has always got me the short end of the stick. And so that person is no longer here. That person
okay,
no longer exists anymore, Mo.
It's a whole new thing.
It's a
it's
whole
a
new
thing.
Like, I didn't tell people this thus far. So, you know, with him, it was like, okay, I'm pregnant from you. You know, I'm not going to sleep with anybody else. But you know this. So in order for us to deal, it's kind of like, either I offer him to come back home and go through this whole conversation or it's nothing. You don't want to come visit. You know what I'm saying? It's like it don't make no sense to come and visit. You make everything hard. So you guys say come home or it's nothing. And that's just not going to happen because I'm not the same person. You can't eat. I mean, like how you going to eat? You come here, how you going to do? You got to come in here with your own everything, your own everything. And that's just what I know. So it's kind of like that taught me a very valuable lesson that you can't help people these days because you have opportunists out here that really ain't looking for help. They looking for the handout.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got to strategize. You got to know who you're dealing with, you know, especially when it – because that's
Man.
Real. You know, that's another license plate. So, you know, you want to – you know, but look. Well,
I wouldn't expect that from him, though. But
my
good girlfriend
real,
said,
"Give their true colors."
Yeah, my good girlfriend said, "Listen, You want to know why that joke of life is so screwed up? Because his heart ain't right. And if your heart ain't right, there's no way that you're going to be right in life. And that was to live by. And I sit and I should say, look at the stuff that he say to you now. Rather he trying to piss you off, rather he trying to make you mad, whatever, for him to be able to say these things, his heart ain't even right. So if his heart is not right, that's why his life going the way that it's going. He can get a little money here, but guess what? He going to fall off. And so you ain't got to ever worry about what life brings, because you just keep your faith in God and let God handle the situation over there. I'm prepared right now to go to the store and spend $1,500 on everything that my kid needs to come into this world. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking to say, okay. No, I'm pretty sure I can ask him. I'm pretty sure he ain't going
to
have it.
Natural thing to nest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you just said, prepare your nest, right? That's it.
Right, so it's one of those things, it's kind of like, it's very selfish to me. And that's another reason why, like, okay, I'm one of these people like this. You gonna shit on me one time. I may conversate with you. I may even deal with you to a certain extent, but we will never, ever go anywhere. We'll never go anywhere. Because when I deal with you, it's like me accepting you for who you are. But I'll never love you. I'll never ever help you in life, and I'll never go anywhere. And so a person like me to never want to help you in life, you know, that's on you. If you stay going to jail or child support, that's on you. I'm never dealing with you like that no more, ever. And so when you sit and say, like, regardless of what you said, it could have been made better by you standing in the paint, being supportive, doing this time. I don't even, you know, I got what? 24 more weeks to go.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm damn near at the half point.
Okay.
I'm damn near at the half point.
The half point. All right, yeah. You know, I'm a little off.
Yeah,
that.
You know, because they say 40 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, they
yeah,
say
yeah,
40
like
weeks.
Said,
so you know, I'm damn near at the half point, and you could have just said, okay, well, let me just try to, you know, smooth this over. Let me try to be a friend. Let me try to, you know, I'm like, just be a friend. I don't want that. I don't want that. Look,
but that's
friend,
what y'all started with, though. That's what y'all started with. You said,
right, but
before,
that ain't
right?
what he wants.
So that's the thing.
You know, I say, come help me out. Well, I ain't your man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what you want me to say? Then my response
well, look,
was supposed to be, all right, come home, let's work it out.
Okay. Well, look,
I can't
I gotta
say that because I don't want that.
You know, when and that's another thing. When people, you know, dealing with certain situations, you know, you got to know what you're dealing with, too, in a way, because If y'all meet on certain terms, that person, be it male or female, they gonna pull that card. Like, look, this is the terms that we agreed upon. You know what I'm saying? Like, blah blah blah. So that's
we
that's
was in a relationship,
well, like
and he got put out of the house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, like I said, all right. Yeah, that's different. So I could do some. All right. Okay.
He called it running him off. That's what he called it. I ran him off when I put him out the house.
So,
at the end of the day, I want friendship. You know what I'm saying? I want.
So you want
friendship? I need to see what you're doing. Right.
Okay, so wait,
I want. Then he
so
goes,
you
okay.
Friendship. So it was y'all was rocking, and then something happened. You had to put him out.
And so I said, let's slow it down.
Like,
let's do a friendship thing. Let's see what you're doing.
Gonna,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I'm not obligated in any type of way if we just.
All right. Well, look, though.
I'm going to sit
I'm
back
just,
and
I'm
see.
You, once again, I'm going to give you the male's point of view. When you say that friendship, when you initiate that part, I'm going to put that back out there. Like, well, look, you told me you wanted to be, like, we wanted to be friends. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we gotta do this thing on some friendly type stuff. You know what I'm saying? As far as, and that's
right.
What I'm saying. Because you know, like it's another life, and you want to really, you know. But that's why, if y'all not really on the same page, this is kind of
me and him
is.
Need to be friends. But we have a child, so you have a child, you have a junior coming, and we are friends. So basically, So here is what I rolled out to him: we're gonna be friends. You come visit on the weekend, some weekends out of the month. Being that I'm not sleeping with anybody, we can get our groove on. So I'm giving you that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right now, I'm giving you the pass.
I got a little
and
okay.
Just come and be help. So he goes, that's what your man's supposed to do. Now, okay, him. He's never gonna ask for something directly. He's gonna always walk around the conversation, He's going to always put you in a situation that he plays on your brain. So he's going to put you in a situation where you're going to say, oh, well, let's do this so you can feel sorry. You know what I'm saying? And X, Y, and Z. So when he said that, my response would have normally been, okay, we'll come back home. You know what I'm saying? That's what it would have been. But this time it wasn't that, you know. And then, like, we talked for a whole day. And when I finally said, look, I don't want you to come back home. I just want us to be friends. I want you to come give me help. Help me with this
pregnancy.
That's
that friend thing again.
That.
So that's the friend thing.
That's
again,
right.
So
I just said, friends.
If you keep pushing that.
That means you can do what you want to do.
Okay.
So we that
cool.
means
we
I don't want you
friends.
Living with me. I just
or
want
remember,
you to help
I'm
me with
you.
The pregnancy.
You know,
that's
usually
it.
With friends, y'all deal with each other when everything just, I mean, look, a true friend is going to be there with you thinking then. But most friends, y'all just kick it when y'all are both up. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, that's what, you know, like true
no,
friends.
No, that's friends, but not when you got a baby involved. So when you got
I
a
know,
baby
but
involved,
what I'm saying,
that changes
you gotta
the dynamic.
Be careful with that friend. Yeah, but you want to be careful
no,
with that
not,
friend.
He's not
thing.
Dumb. He know what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, okay.
So
okay.
He knows what I'm saying. He knows what I'm saying. Like, basically what I'm telling him is that I don't want you. I don't want a relationship with you. I don't want you to move in anymore. I want you to just come and help me out with this pregnancy and let us do what we do. And he did it the
so
whole conversation.
Let me ask you this. I want to be all in the business or whatever, but was he like the type of guy that wanted to really be there with you and like let's make this happen and then you kind of pull him back because you said you had to throw kick him out the house. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he was like, I thought we were about to be more than friends. I thought we was about to be something, but like
no,
you the person kicked me out.
When he came here, we were supposed to be together. But
okay.
It was just some things that I seen, and I get deep into it if by the time I come public with it, if he ain't doing right with this
okay.
little thing, I'm going to tell the whole story because I got it written out. But
I'm ready for it, okay.
but what I'm going to say is this, like, it wasn't supposed, like, so he said, okay, I don't want to be with you, we'll never be the same. I said, I don't want to be with you, we'll never be the same. So I had said something. He's like, you outed me, tried to tell the world I was broke or something, whatever the case may be. And I was like, whatever. And so that's all I said. So my whole thing is this. The only thing that I'm saying is be here through the pregnancy, as you should be. And so he doesn't know how to get to me. He doesn't know how to hurt me. So what he feels is, though, if he doesn't come around, that I'm going to eventually come around, or I'm going to give him what he wants, or I'm going to change my view to just have him around, and I'm the exact opposite. So basically what he continues to do is make me harden my heart towards him. That's
well,
all he's doing.
Up, right?
He's making me not want to deal with him whatsoever and okay with it. And I'm the type of person that I'll still let him know what's going on with the baby. I still
okay.
say,
yeah,
hey,
cool,
you know, whatever the case may be, I still let him come pick the baby up, but I won't deal with him.
But you won't? Oh, okay.
Like, I won't deal with him at all. Like you will become the bottom of the barrel to me. Like, you know, like let me tell you something. My oldest son's father, like, if anything ever happened to him to this day, and we've been separated for 8 years, 9 years, something like that, not like nine. Oh my God! Well, we've been separated for like 9 years, so to speak.
Okay.
If anything was to ever happen to this man to this day, I'll be right there by his side. Like right there by his. That there's nothing that he can come and say, man, I really need you to help me, and I won't help. Like, really.
Yeah, y'all gotta
because
understand.
We have
so y'all
that
got
kind
a
of bond.
Y'all got a bond, but it's
right.
years to build that, though, right? So, I mean, you don't have the same history with this guy, right?
No, it's not that. It's about how you treat people, right? Because I also
okay.
I have three people in this world. Three people in this world. And I'm 35. I'll be 36 in a few weeks. Three people in this world that I treat the same way, just as that. I have an ex that I was with him not even, you know, for a couple years, and I'll do the same thing for him. It doesn't take time. It's about how you treat a person, the things that you never do, the things that you never allow yourself to get to, right? And so there are three people that's really always had my back no matter what, and I always be there for them no matter what. Whether I'm married, no matter what, I always be there because you were loyal to me. You always led me in the right direction. You always, you know what I'm saying? We're down.
This is true. Yeah,
when
y'all,
you
like, true. Yeah.
Intentionally try to hurt me or do things to me, I harden my heart, and it just happens automatically. It's not like I have to say, oh, okay, let me do this. It automatically turns me off. Automatically. It'll come a time where you on child support and you really ain't got this money, and you need another month. And I'm going to be the bitch calling down there enforcing them to come lock you up. Because guess what? Now I don't like you no more. Now I don't like you. You know, now there's no, you get no favors. Why would you give somebody a favor that you don't deal with? Why would you help somebody out that purposely tried to hurt you mentally?
Well, I hope it don't get to that point. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all can find some type of understanding.
Man, it's there, though. It's damn near, like, no lie, we're like 45% there. And he don't have
the... you still got 55% before you get to 100.
Listen, but here's the thing. That window is so small because he got, like, maybe 30, 45 days to turn it around. If I get to that, once I get to that halfway point line, like, when I get a little bit over that halfway point line, it's like, shit, I done went this far. I might as well keep going. I don't want you to come around at the last minute and then think I'm finna be cool because that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that point, I done did it by myself. So now it's like, screw you. I'm going to let him come around. I'll never stop him from seeing his kid. I'll never keep the kid away from him. You know, whatever. But you done did too many things for me to fuck with you, period. So what I'm telling you right now, like, I just want you to do the right thing, and you still can't do the right thing while you know you purposely... I don't know. It just kind of seems weird that I'm pregnant right now and that happened. But
well, look, hold on. This other thing, too, Miss Lovely Black, I know you're an author, too. So at the same time, you get, like, I'm just saying, I ain't know. You wouldn't talk. I mean, you get, like, inspiration, you know what I'm saying, to write certain things in a situation? Because that's how
man,
you got, like,
that is crazy. So listen. Every book that I write has a piece of my life in it in one way or another, a percentage of my life. And so Born to be a Trap Queen, you know.
Once again, that name is ill. Born to be a Trap Queen. Okay.
Born to be a Trap Queen will remind you of this conversation at some point.
Okay. Look, I'm
Born
I'm,
to
I'm,
be
I'm,
a
I'm
Trap
to
Queen
books too.
Was... Born to be a Trap Queen was written in less than 2 hours.
In 2 hours? You wrote a whole book in 2 hours.
Less than 2 hours. Less than 2 hours. Yep.
So you was inspired.
So when
you...
Exactly. Like, you already have the story. You already know what you want to say. And you sit down. So when I'm writing a book, I do text to talk first, right? And so I'm going to lay out a hellified storyline via text to talk, and then I go in and I fill it in. So the storyline was written in less than 2 hours. I was sitting and I was riding, and you know, when I'm riding, I'm thinking, and I was in Conyers, Georgia, and I sat in front of a McDonald's.
Okay.
And I did the entire outline for Born to Be a Trap Queen.
Damn.
And that gave me like 20 something. So 20-something, you know, good pages, which is probably like close to 100 of the pages was done sitting in front of McDonald's. Like, I had the motivation. I put the story together. I felt some kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm not pointing fingers.
You channeled
anybody
that energy
else.
in the right direction. That's what's up.
Right. The one thing that I always do is point the finger at myself first. And that's why I continue to grow, and that's why I'm so blessed. Because the only way that you're going to grow is if you start pointing the finger at yourself and taking your role, taking what you did. And guess what? This man has never done that. Ever done that. And the thing is, it's like, you can say something that you got written down, he said, you lying. And I'm like, oh, well, I have it written down right here. But it was motivation. Born to Be a Trap Queen was so motivational, and of my life. And the part that came after that was the editing. The editors were backed up, and so I had to wait a whole extra week and a half, damn near, to even get the book started on to be edited. Then once the editing was done, it had to go to 3 readers, and then I had to get that input, and it was so good that when I sent this book to 3 readers, nobody had any changes.
Damn.
Right, because
juicy.
That's their job to say, well, maybe why don't you do this? Nobody had any changes. So, it's this story is lit. and people are gonna be able to relate. You know, women are gonna be able to relate, especially women that are out there on their grind. Women that's making moves, doing what they do. Now. They're gonna be able to relate to this story. Like I promise you.
Well, look,
man.
Go ahead.
The feedback was amazing.
I was gonna say, check it out. You know what I'm saying? I can already see that. Like, you know, see. You ever been to NY, to New York? Okay, of course. All right. So that's going to be, I can just see that. Like I'm just going to put you on to my listeners out there, New York City. You know what I'm saying? So I can see that book. It's going to be, first off, it's going to be in the stores. But it's definitely, that's the book that you see when you're in Harlem, when you're in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Because what's cool about New York is we, as black folks, we have more books like out there. This is what you should read, whether it's some stuff on Illuminati or it's some stuff about Egyptian, you know, where we come from. You know, if you walk the streets of Harlem or you walk the streets of Brooklyn, like Fulton Street or whatever, you're going to see some real-life black folk situations written written on pages. So, you know, I'm just saying, I can already see that book there. It's, you know, I want to read it, you know, like from what you're telling me. So I just wanted to say that. So you know, don't lose your train of thought, but I see that. I already see it.
I wanted to be like, this was one of my fastest projects. Like, you know, even the book about my life, I kind of wrote that book fast. So when I have something in my head, as long as I write it down right then, it'll be like an amazing story. Mm. And so this is book number 4, but it's definitely
book number 4
inspired
right.
by my life. Okay. And, you know, I have to take the fault. Like, you know, I'm going to beat myself up for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew better. And here's the one thing, like, when you start dealing with people that have things and dealing with people on a certain level, you know, these people, that's how they think. Why would you put yourself in that situation? What were you thinking about? I mean, these are the questions that were drilled to me. Why would you put yourself
well,
in
now,
that situation?
Now, on the flip side, I just got to pull myself back out. Not like, so if I'm him, if I'm the subject, I'm like, look, do you have me in the book? So now, like, is he playing a certain role because he know, like, all right, I'm a character now.
No.
She's going to look at me as a character. Okay, so that's all right. I just wanted to, you know.
But he is a character to me. Check. That's what I look at him as a character.
Like, okay, well, I'm going to play up that character.
You know, that's why you have to make them fictional. I can't really speak on. You have to make them fictional so nobody can come back at you on no level or not.
All right.
And I had to make sure
like
that. So
type,
I'm just going
to
say. Yep. So it is what it is, but you'll never be able to get me in court, boss. So,
nice.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, when I sat down with, you know, I have quite a few friends that are millionaires that are advisors, you know, advisors
sure,
of my
soak
business.
That up.
And
so,
you know, these are the questions that they ask me. Why would you even have somebody like this in your life? And so I looked at them and I was like, what do you mean? I'm not better than nobody. And I got one of the best, nastiest reads I have ever had in my life. But guess what? I've been living by that ever since this happened.
Talk about it.
I can't say a mistake because I feel like God puts me in certain places for a reason, and it's only to elevate me. And I love children, and I'll never, you know, it'll only make me go harder. But you know what? They said it was 3 of them. 3 of them.
Okay.
The nicest, nastiest read ever. Three men.
When you say read,
three men
read. What you mean?
That gave me a nice, nasty read at the same time that each have an income well over $1 million, right?
Oh, okay.
And,
so when
and,
you say read,
and they
a
say,
review?
Well, you know, like they cuss me out.
Oh, okay, that read. Okay, I gotta get down with that Atlanta lingo. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, all right. Okay, go ahead.
They cussed me out pretty much, but they said, why would you even deal with somebody like that, right? And I looked at them and I said, well, what do you mean? You know, I was confident. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm no better than nobody else. You know, the simple things that I have in life, God blessed me to have these things. So I want to be able to share. And they looked at me and said, listen, you got to stop putting people around you that's lesser than you and start putting people around you that are on your level that you can learn from and grow from, or even better, people that are further than where you are. How can you put somebody in your life so permanently that's not there that can't lead you? And a real man can't lead you unless if his mental or his finances are not correct.
Want it. But at the same time, you know, unless I'm, you know, like, look, if you're playing a certain role, then I'm gonna just use you for inspiration. That's, you know, because that's what happens, especially as an artist. You just draw inspiration from everyday situations. So if, all right, this person might not be right for me, but you know what? I'm gonna make it work for me. Like you said with that book.
Man, listen.
2 hours.
Listen, they gave me the business though. And I said,
that's true. I mean,
listen, you got to learn to be selfish.
See it from a whole other perspective, because they just telling you they giving you game on like how they got there. You know what I'm saying? What they had to do, who they had to
right
for them to get to the next level. So that's all game. So soak that up. You know, definitely, it's jewels in that. You know what I'm saying?
But, so I feel like I'm not better than nobody, and I feel
you
want to keep
shit. That's why Tupac
people
is so respected.
Yeah, you want to be able to deal with certain people, right? And they said, no, you're wrong. When doors start to open up for you, like, let me tell you something.
What's up?
Sometimes you put people in your life that's not supposed to be in your life, right? But if you pay attention to how your life start going, you see shit start being disarray. Things start going wrong. Like, plans start falling apart. Money start getting slow. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and then you're going like,
golly,
you know, this is just life. You know, we all go through it. But then when you remove those people out your life, then everything smooths back out. God got a way of talking to you. You know, your ancestors got a way of telling you, hey, what you're doing is wrong.
Shout outs to the pyramids. Yep, definitely. That's that intuition. That's that soul. You know what I'm saying? We all connected. That's black folks. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah, definitely. I feel you 100%. You know, like when you, that's that intuition. That kicks in. That's that third eye. You know, so. You know, certain things happen. You might be moving a certain way. It's like, damn, you know, like what I need to do to get back right. And then all of a sudden, you know, things realign. You know, because remember, life, you're always going to have ups and downs, yin and yang, positive, negative. I mean, it's just the opposites. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to ride the wave, you know, to things smooth back out. And then when it's smooth back out, learn from your mistakes.
Let me tell you something. I had a great year last year.
Nice.
Had a great year last year until the end of the year. My last month of my year was shitty as hell.
The last month, December?
Shitty. Yeah, shitty as hell.
Okay.
Things had started to go disarray, and I just said, trust the process, and I kept my faith. And I was like, okay, I can't bring him back in my life, because my life kind of got, like, you know, I mean... It wasn't right.
You know what, too? I'm going to be honest. This is the savage gentleman, you know, talking. You know, like, look, so for the listeners out there, you know, of course, I'm Mo Benz, but every so often I'm going to give you the perspective from the savage gentleman. You know what I'm saying? So the savage gentleman is like, hey, so often, you know, things could be going perfect. And it's just in life, it seems that it happens. And sometimes it's not a good thing, but sometimes it's just needed. Like, things be going perfect, but you just, sometimes, and I hate to say this,
But that drama just makes it exciting sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It makes life like just, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it just turns all your senses 100 up. You know what I mean? Even though you're like, damn, this shit is wrong. But you know what I'm saying? Like your senses and everything just get intensified. You know what I'm saying? So that's just another thing I'm just going to throw out there. That was, you know, might have been random, but I just caught that thought. Yeah.
No, then that's what it is. Because when you add drama into your life, you know, that shakes it up. It makes it a little interesting, especially when you
go
that's
when you live in
on
like,
a routine
a lot of times,
and you don't do stuff and X, Y, and Z, and you get this drama. You're like, oh my God. Every now and then something happens. It's just like Hugh's like, oh my God, girl, guess what happened? And none of my friends like him. You know, none of my friends. My friends was like, bit like, no, he need to go. Like, no, he is not. He does not belong there with you. You didn't work hard to be where you at. That's the wrong person to be there. No, 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 no. You know what I'm saying? But it took for me to have to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to ever let my friends persuade me, you know. And maybe if I would have listened to them, then I wouldn't be pregnant. But at the end of the day,
you take the good with the bad.
Was
supposed to, but I thought, yeah. Everything happens for a reason. Like, I'm just trying to say. Y'all
everything happens for a reason.
But that baby, you know, was meant
no,
to
we're
be,
not going
to
work out. We're, like, we're done. I don't want to. I don't care if he came around tomorrow. And they thought it like being there for the kid. That's what you should do. That's what you're supposed to do. Like, yeah, and he called himself a king, and I'm like, dude, you're not a king. You far from a king, bro. You a little boy. Like, don't give yourself that title.
Okay.
But we done. Like, I don't see him in that aspect as far as us being in a relationship. I actually just don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at this point, I don't hate him. And I want to see him win. You know what I'm saying? I would never bring harm his way. I want to see him win, but I don't want to deal with you. Like, you know, they can have no.
You're just on a different page now. You're on a different page.
Very much so. You only get one time to stick me.
Okay.
And then after that time, it's like, even if you didn't do it intentionally, like, I don't really. That's the one thing I wanted to, you know, I don't want to keep giving chances. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get serious about it, a person will realize, look, I messed up, and that's just what it is, and that person has moved on. But you the same person that you've been this entire time, been in the same situation, and it's just one of those things like, you know, I'm good.
Yeah.
So,
you
know,
I
want to see him win.
So once again.
And hopefully.
Okay. Well, no, that's good. You know, I mean, you want to be supportive, but just getting back to the topic, like, you know, does the father of your child have a responsibility to be there for you while you're pregnant? I would say yes. But at the same time, like I said, I'm going to give you the savage judgment point of view. Some guys out here might be like, you know what, she doing her thing. She got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if they on some king shit, they could be like, you know what, I'm blessing her with my seed. You know what I'm saying? And she got this. She's financially stable. She got this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come through. You know, see my little princess, see my little man, and, you know, watch him grow and be there. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't got to be there full time because she got this. You know, and I'm not supporting that mentality. Like I said, when I have my seat, I want to be Bill Cosby show. You know what I'm saying? But it is, if I'm going to keep it all the way 100 for the listeners out there, that's how, like, some men. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest.
And
know,
that's disgusting.
The guy's point of view.
That's absolutely disgusting. You will never be able to call yourself a king. You are less than, you are a maggot, and you are a bum. To sit down and think she got this because she is settled. She got this because she owns her house. She got this because she has a career. She, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm settled. Okay? I'm settled. I brought my house. You know, I bought my house 2 years ago, like before I turned 33.
Congrats.
I'm thankful for that. You know what I'm saying? I have a career. I write books. I do the podcast, but I'm blessed. I'm thankful.
Nice.
I'm humble. These are the things that keep me busy. And then whatever hustle that I have outside of that, I'm thankful.
Shout
I'm grateful, right? But don't ever in your life think that you're going to put a child in me and I'm okay and I got it because I have my life together and you don't. You bum. That you will forever be a bum. I'll spit in your face. Like, I will hate you. You will be dead.
That's
to
why
me.
Men can't understand.
And I will definitely enforce
men,
child support every chance I get. Like, send him to jail. Your life will be ruined by jail. Because I swear to God, I will demolish you. Like, dude, I can't stand people that think that way. You're a grown man. And the most pathetic part is that you can be a grown man to stick your penis in somebody and come inside of them knowing that you can have kids and then go out and still be dealing with other people trying to get to where you have to go. Like, children don't even matter to you. The children that you create doesn't matter because you're dealing with certain types of women and you want to get close to any type of woman that you can that will have your back. And I'm probably the most successful baby mama that he got. But at the end of the day, I swear to God, I will be your fucking enemy if you ever said something like that would be the last straw for me. That would be like, you got this, X, Y, you hit a button. Don't say, I got this. Even if I got it, you still a man. Be a man. Like, that's the thing. Like, before, I didn't care that he smoked weed. You know what I'm saying? I was drinking. Mm-hmm. I was living my life and doing what I'm doing. That's something that I don't like now, you know? So he goes, he don't smoke
weed
no more.
Oh, he don't. Okay. Well, he cleaned that up. I mean, not to say that that's bad on occasion. But, you know, like I said, you got to be focused. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't smoked in a while. I haven't smoked since 2018, you know? But I smoke when it's convenient. But yeah, I mean, maybe so. That's the step in the right direction. Maybe he seemed like maybe he realized that he wasn't as focused when he smoked weed, and he said he stopped.
No.
Was that? I mean, no.
You missed the gag though, Mo. You missed the gag.
What's up?
The gag is that he was like, he don't smoke no more. He's just been focused at X, Y, and Z, right?
I just said that. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have to tell you what I like and dislike if you already telling me that you're not doing it. Man, this
he
smoking
said that, though.
Guy around
he tried
to
smoking
every
so
day.
So he told you that he not smoking no more?
Yeah, before he got here. He was like, man, I don't smoke no more. You know, I'm focused, yada, yada. Man, this bitch get here and start smoking every day. I was like, what
oh,
the
you saying
fuck?
Then he got here and he started smoking. That temptation
yeah.
can be crazy.
I was like, come on. And I don't like that.
The temptation is crazy. Yeah, the temptation is crazy. That's why I said don't make bold statements unless you're going to. You know, she's gonna like.
Oh, I swear to God, I don't like that. Like, that's not that. That's the turn off.
Because he went back on his word.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
was bullshit. Now you blowing smoke. Yeah, I believe it. Look, my dumb ass. Like, that's what I'm saying. I should have sat back and just paid attention to what was going on before I walked. You know, certain things that I'm not okay with. I mean, hey, listen. If you a man that wants you a video vixen, bruh, you gonna get a video vixen. Guess what? Them hoes out there for everybody. They paying everybody. They don't give a damn. They just want a nigga. Listen, I'm not that person. You know, I'm me. I'm living my life. I'm doing me and how I do my thing. You got some people that you can't even afford to be with. So listen, I have to understand that I have to hold my value of who I am to a certain standard. I have to. You can't take my self-esteem from me. My self-esteem is higher than a motherfucker. I'm one motherfucker. Look, I'm a BBW, and I think I'm the shit.com.
Ooh,
regardless
BBW,
if you think it or not.
BBW.
Big, beautiful
what's
woman.
There you go.
Big,
okay,
beautiful woman. You know what I'm talking about? I got the curves. And XY. Listen, hey. I'm pregnant. And I put on my boots and my leggings and my nice sweater, and they still trying to holler at me. You understand?
They're still
me?
On you.
Every
I
single
you.
Day I walk out, they still on me. Man, you
Georgia.
Beautiful. How you doing? Oh, look, I don't care about that bump in front of you. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Let me take you out
there
to
you
eat.
Go.
You hungry? Let me feed you. Come on, man. You ain't going to tell me what I know. You know what I'm saying? And so so I made the conscious decision to say I'm about to move around because, you know, I mean, I'm just finna live my life. I sat down for 4 months.
So you don't want to be you don't want to be in a relationship there. You like, you know, I'm good on that. I don't need that right now.
No, I don't want the relationship. I mean, I just wanted you to come and give me some pipe and help me out with this kid, right? That's just
what I'm talking about.
Like, I can't get the pipe unless I take the whole package. Like, I don't want the whole package.
Like, I'm trying to give you the whole package. You know, I'm trying to deal with you.
I don't want it.
You tell him I just want the pipe. You know what I'm saying? So, Lord, you know, I'll tell you. You know,
yeah,
because
like, okay, if I'm out here
too.
Sleeping with somebody, but if I'm sleeping with somebody
too.
While I'm pregnant. Then, but no, hold on. But listen, if I'm out here sleeping with somebody else without a rubber while I'm pregnant to get my rocks off to get that feel, then I'm gonna be a nasty hoe, slut, this, that, whatever. I'm gonna be everything under the book if I do
that's
that.
That's when I double standard kick in.
So why
not put our card on you?
Right. So why not do it the right way and say, okay, baby daddy, you got to pay. Well, actually, I think sometimes my mouth get me in trouble, and so I'm working on that. But I was like, look, just while I'm pregnant, you know what I'm saying, you got to pass to get it whenever after I'm pregnant. That shit is revoked. And maybe he was just like, fuck you.
I don't like the terms of this contract right here. You know what I'm saying? I got an issue with this.
Honesty is the best policy, though, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Too. And that's what gets back to it. So, like, you know, getting back to the beginning of the conversation, when it comes down to it, like, when you meet somebody on a certain terms, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you keep 100 with somebody, like, look, I'm in this situation, blah, 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 it is what it is, and y'all agree to it, they're going to hold you accountable to that. You know what I'm saying? So what get people in trouble is when they lie and all this other shit to try to get something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what get people.
But even
stuff
if
out here,
I could have dealt with him saying, "I ain't giving you the dick, but I'll come around and do doctor's appointments and help you," I would even been okay with that part. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually, I would have came to the conclusion where I would have just, you know, I mean, I know how to do it. You can, you know, if you get close to somebody, either you're gonna wait this entire time out and not have sex, or you're gonna find somebody, get tested, and do all of that, and y'all do what y'all do. I mean, it's two different ways to do it. But, I mean, even with my last one, like, I had him July 22nd, and from, like, March until July, I didn't have sex at all.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? I got pregnant with him in November.
Hiatus,
so from November to March, you know, I was, you know, getting it in, and then after that, I didn't have sex at all. So, you know, for me, it's nothing to kind of turn it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really not. So... That wasn't a mandatory stipulation that you come give me the penis. That was just me saying, okay, ain't get no penis from nowhere else, so you might as well. But it's just
okay.
Without the anything else. Like I just don't want it right now. That's not what I want.
Yeah,
I don't want it's a lot that come along with that.
Well, it sound
like,
it kind of sound like y'all in negotiations. And y'all just can't come
to
terms.
No, we not. Because I'm like, it's so much that come along with it.
Okay.
It's so much that come along with it, I can never go back. I can never go back to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he done said too much shit to me for me to ever just sit down and lay next to him every single night and cater to him. You know, when I got a man, I'm doing my job. You know, I'm cooking dinner. I'm making your plate. I'm cleaning up after you. You know, like, it's too much to go into the fact of me, you know, making sure you straight, making sure your clothes washed. I ain't doing all that shit, and I had that shit in my mind of the things that you said. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then on top
yeah.
of that, it's just some more. So if I ever come out to tell this whole story, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to tell this story to the T. The book gonna be about this entire story. If you ever get me to that point, I will write a book and tell this story to the people.
And that's what gets back to that whole $1 million conversation that you had. That $1 million conversation where you said they was reading you certain ways and giving you some game on certain things. You're like, no, I'm keeping it 100. I'm keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, so like I said, make it work for you. So like I said, if the situation ain't right, you know you in a different mind state, and you know y'all probably shouldn't be dealing with each other. But like I told you, so often you catch that, you know, you just want to vibe. You know what I'm saying? Catch that, like damn, I know I shouldn't be doing this shit, but I need a little drama just to fucking get excited. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
That's how I was. I had to stop that.
Yeah, that's how I do that.
I already know this nigga ain't for me, but I'm finna just deal. Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm. No more. I can't do it. I got to be better.
I totally feel that. I totally feel that.
I gotta be better.
What's up?
I can't do it, Mo.
What's up?
I can't do it anymore. And then everybody, like, you know, I mean, like, shit, my baby daddy fine, my baby daddy nice, but it be them tight, that's fine, that's together, that ain't together. You know what I'm saying? And you just kind of like, fuck. I don't have an ugly baby daddy. Not name one of my
babies. I feel you. I feel you. You know, and people always go. When people got options, you know, people always going, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, both in both directions, male, female, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be the biggest
mom. They going, you know, of course you want to have some stability and all that stuff, but people got options, they're going to do what they do. Word
them
up.
Old school rapper niggas, those old school rapper dudes always have problems like this.
Because you said the
old school rapper dudes always got problems.
Where did this come from?
Yeah,
oh,
they always got problems like this.
This
the dudes
random?
That used to be on at one point, huh?
Oh, okay. No, I said
no, he's
kind of
an old school
rapper.
He used to be. He's an old school rapper.
At?
He's very famous.
Oh, you about to put this all out there.
That's why he don't want me to talk and, like, you know, because he's trying to make his little comeback or whatever, and you don't want me to bash you in public.
Well, look.
And so
look,
that's
the
part
the
that you probably missed.
Let's keep the people like in suspense. You know, I don't even want to know just yet. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep the people in suspense. So look, for the listeners out there, it's some old school rapper that ain't doing his thing.
That's a,
you know what I'm saying?
That ain't doing right.
Miss Lovely Black. So she's gonna put you on blast in a minute. So look, hey, I better come to that to that agreement before she. You're already in the book, so you know what I'm saying. But you're on the alias, I would assume, in the book.
I don't know, but I there's a way that I can write a book from my point of view. And not be, you know, not be penalized legally. And so, you know, let's just not get to
that
point.
Lawyer,
you know, because.
You're a good lawyer, too. You got that game. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get me to that point, cuz.
I already know the stipulations.
Right. Because that's, you knew I was the writer for you nutted in me. No, let's stop.
Oh, shit, 100.
No,
I wish I could just type
no,
the 100.
All jokes
100
aside.
Emoji.
Look, no, all jokes aside, like, no, I don't want to out him, and I don't want him to get it there. You know, one of the ball buddies had already said, well, who is it? Da, 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 da. I'm like, no, I ain't going to out him. I ain't going to do that. You know, I just want him to get his mind right. And then the first time I said something about him, my friends was like, oh, you wrong. Don't do him like that. Da 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 da. And then somebody else did it, and they was like, oh, maybe he is. You know what I'm saying? And he goes, man, that ain't, you know, that was wrong and X, Y, and Z. And so I'm the type of person that I'm going to be like, I already know you feel it's wrong because it doesn't make you look good, right? But I was like, okay. I won't do it. I won't, you know, I won't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do it to the extent that I did it. But when I tell my story, I'm going to tell my story.
You're going to tell it. So it's going to be a different book. It's going to be just a whole, just.
It's going to be this story. From start to finish.
Like, straight up, like.
With inserts, with his conversations
with
on it.
Oh, shit,
with real life. With actual facts. With the receipts with my name that I signed for everything that I brought for the kid.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like legitly, like. Everything you do is under a microscope at this time. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't want you. You know, I want you to go pay child support because I don't need you buying stuff for other kids. Somebody, I bought this for the kid. No, bitch. You just pay your child support. You just pay these people, man. Let's co-parent that way. That's how you got to do him. You just really have to do him like that.
Well, look, y'all still in negotiations. So, like I said, I hope a whole
I ain't fucking with you, Mo. We not in negotiations. That shit is done.
Oh,
man, listen.
Take it or leave it.
He got 4 weeks. What I say? Four weeks.
That's what I say. So he got four to six weeks. Still at the negotiation table. He's still at the negotiation table. He could still come up.
No.
In the last moment, like, all right, look, here's my point of view. Here's, you know, and then you might be like, all right, this might work out. All right, you know what I'm saying? So
he got
four to six weeks
step up to the plate and start trying to be there while I'm pregnant. After these 4 to 6 weeks, and that he don't even
negotiation is over.
At this point, right? He don't even have to have sex with me because I really don't want it right now. But he has 4 to 6 weeks to start coming through, trying to make an appointment. You know, he's like, man, I got to work. Boy, I have to work too. But guess what? I have to stop and do my appointment. You know what I'm saying? He got 4 to 6 weeks to even try to not make me hate him and not want to deal with him, period.com. Like, when that time comes, there's no more passes being given. I'm going to still talk. You know, I'm going to still say, hey, this is what happened at the doctor's appointment. I do that with every appointment. You know, I have that, too.
Yeah,
you know, I'll
you
see him, hey,
up.
The ultrasounds, his this, his that. Even if he's not there, I still do that. But, I'm going to still do it. But he don't even understand that my heart is going to be so hard towards him that he's never met a person like me. And that's just the thing. Like, I used to do porn. From 2009 to 2013, dude, yet don't fascinate me like that. You
oh,
can't just
shit.
Let off
yeah,
of the
you hitting from a whole other point of view when you say that. Yeah.
Yeah, she gonna be all in when I put this dick on. No, you got no. That shit don't last in my book. You gotta have.
Oh, okay.
Well, you gotta be able. Yeah. You gotta have substance, and if you don't have that substance, then we have nothing.
Okay, look at that. That's what's up.
That's all I'm saying.
It.
So. Well, we both know that
Miss Lovely Black.
Thumbs out here, and you should, fellas, you should be there for your baby mama if you knock her up. Even if y'all not together, you're supposed to be there and make her load lighter. You're supposed to be there and help her through the pregnancy. You're supposed to be there for doctor's appointments. That's your role. That's your job. Your job does not start when the baby gets there. Your job starts when she gets pregnant. That's how life works. But at the end of the day, you know, if you are one of these bums that we are talking about, you know, do better. Because the things that you feel like you're doing to your baby mama to hurt her, to not give her any help, to not buy anything, to want to make her suffer, God is going to make you suffer three times over. Trust and believe you me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, ladies, you strong. If he's there, if he's not there, don't sweat it. Take it to God and trust the process. You're stronger than you think. And once you pray about it and let go, God will move in your life in ways that you never know. But your heart have to be right. And by that, I mean no trying to get at him, no trying to, you know, be mad or be evil towards him. When you let go and let God, you pray about it and you let it go. You wish him well, you want him to win, and you pray that God redirects him in the right direction. And that's how your heart is right. When you sit and wishing evil on people and bashing people and jumping at every opportunity to go left, then and only then you will realize your heart is not right just like theirs. So you're not better than that person. Always remember, be the bigger person. Turn the other cheek. Trust the process and he will see you through. This has been a tough process for me, but guess what? I am still blessed, on top, highly favored, zero complaints, all of the above, D. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't missed anything. I haven't stopped with anything. It hasn't been easy, but it definitely hasn't been hard. So stay focused.
I'm talking about.
And do what you have to do because that's what real women do. No matter what they say or do, they're going to try to break you down. Don't let them do it. So keep in mind, next Sunday we're going to have Casey Carter on with Erotic Talks. If you have any questions,
sexy.
Please make sure you have those questions ready for us, lined up. We have so much coming for you guys this year. And
2018.
Mo is going to get him a little segment on the show. Mo
that.
Is
look out for
a
that.
Savage gentleman by night.
There you go.
And he's a real estate agent by day.
Holla at me. Especially if you're in the Brooklyn area. Holla at the kid. Straight up.
So we want to start to motivate people in this show and redirect you for your wealth. We want to start giving you pointers on
game.
How to obtain goals. We want to
you're
give you pointers on how to purchase a house. It's not for everybody. You have some renters, you have some buyers. But for the buyers, we want to let you know when the deal sounds too good, when it's just right, and what you can do to get yourself in position to purchase a home. I told you I purchased my home when I was 32 years old. I was excited. I was blessed. I did it on my own, and this was something that I had to make a decision that I was tired of moving around, and I was tired of paying rent, so it was time for me to invest into something of my own.
She bossed
you know?
Up. She bossed up, people.
We gotta bring a segment to the show every Sunday to kind of give you guys pointers on what to do and what to look for out here when you're purchasing a home.
Because I'm the savage gentleman
and what to stay
by
from.
Night, and I'm America's next top real estate agent by day. So, I'll mix up into Mo Ben. So, like I said, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. That's it. That's what's up.
And it is.
Oh, yeah.
What's your
handle? So just once again, so my handle is very simply Mo, M-O. No E, never no E in Mo. You know what I'm saying? So and when you're talking about me, so the handle is M-O and then Benz, B-I-N-N-S. Type in that handle on Instagram, type in that handle on Twitter. My Instagram is a little personal, so don't come with no craziness on that. You know what I'm saying? Keep it respectful. Twitter, we can get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Twitter's all day. Twitter's my joint. But yeah, just holler at me. I holler back. Talk to me. I talk back. Tell a friend and tell a friend. You know, we real talk. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black M.O. Benz 2018, the takeover. We're about to do some big things. So, you know, let's talk about it.
Right.
Call in.
We
want conversation too. You know what I'm saying? We vibing or whatever, but we want your opinion. So if you got an opinion and you want to speak on something, you going through some things, you want to get it off your chest. What's the number? 646-787-1839. We'll get you on the air. Speak your mind, and let's talk about it. That's it.
Right. And we also have segments where we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna try to bring guests on twice a month for you guys to have somebody here. You know, our storyline is we talk about erotica, we talk about real life situations.
Hey, real quick,
you know, I'm an open
quick.
Book.
Real quick, we talk about erotica, we talk about real life situations. But any adult actress is really doing anything to want to get on the show, definitely holler at us. You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm like a kind of like a connoisseur a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I know in adult films, they don't get the respect and the opportunities that they, you know, deserve or whatever. So if you are an adult actress and you really want to, you know, you got some new movies coming out, you just want to promote it or whatever the case may be, holler at us. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it, you know what I'm saying, straight up. Like, you know, and like AVN is coming up and, you know, they get so much respect to all the white actresses and all that. But we all know, you know, us as black folks, when we do something, we take it over. Sports, entertainment. So, you know, just holler at us because this is one form, like, you know, and this is what I just wanted to say, Miss Lovely Black. You know, as far as adult actresses, a lot of times you can't go on the local talk show. You can't go on this to, you know, because, you know, it's triple X. You know what I'm saying? It's for adults only. Let's not get it twisted. No kids. You know what I'm saying? This is just for adults. But, you know, if you got a new project and you want to get it out there, holler at us. Get on your show. We'll promote it. You know, you put it out there and that's it. I just wanted to say that piece
right.
Real quick.
So, interviews twice a month coming, and we're pushing networking, right? We wanna network with you. You know what I'm saying? We want more people to promote our show. The show continues to grow, so that means that you guys got to be talking about it. We appreciate it. Continue to promote the show. Let us know if you want us to promote your business. We have slots open for commercials as well. Just stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One. Instagram,
there we go.
Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. The website is thenewnewmisslovelyblack.com, MizzLuvlyBlack.com. Thank you guys for tuning in once again to an awesome Sunday show. Your feedback is welcome.
Pleasure.
And we look forward to getting even better with you guys 2018. I'm so appreciative to the show continuously growing. 15 countries, guys. You guys are blowing me away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. These other countries, too. This is how we get down in Atlanta, in Brooklyn. So, definitely.
You guys have an awesome night. We are signing out. We will see you back here next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace.
Peace, 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 peace.